and Jess. Mornings on Mix 106.5.
Yo, what's up, everybody? Hello.
Tuesday.
That was going to be somewhere in between happy and welcome. And my mouth wasn't quite sure where it was going. So I was like, what? Yeah, whichever one you want, you pick. It's Tuesday. And thank you for choosing the show. How about that?
Yeah, good morning and happy Tuesday.
I thought the porta potty at work was a joke yesterday. I thought.
Oh my God, Charlotte didn't know.
Charlotte didn't even know that was the situation. I missed that email.
Okay, so I literally, and tell me you would not also think, if you just saw this subject line with the day that we were having yesterday, tell me you also would not assume that this was going to be some kind of just ha-ha. Like, I literally assumed that we were going to open up this email and it was going to be just like a joke picture or a meme or something.
Like, just kidding, the water's actually back right. On. The bathrooms are actually working.
So yesterday during the show, and this really put us in a predicament later on, the water in the building, Jess came in at like what, maybe 6:30 or 7?
Yeah, like, no, it was like 6:30.
Jess like, oh my God, the toilets aren't flushing. And we were like, okay, well, that's weird. Well,
and the water wasn't on either. I was like, wait, nothing. Like, I was just like, nothing's working. Yeah. Like, the sinks aren't working. I'm like, something's going on. Mm.
So we realized that the water in the building had been turned off. And we were like, well, that's a really, really unfortunate situation when you're stuck in a building. And, like, we're not really a show where you can just work from home easily. Like, some people can just, and now in 2025, a lot of people can just pack their stuff up, go home. Like, not a big deal. I mean, with us, we're mid-show. It's like, well, damn it. So what do? Well, so we just forged through, finished the show, did what we had to do. I just had to pee in the, you know, in the urinal and just hope for the best over there. And so we finished up, wrapped up for the day, trying to figure out, well, like, when's the water going to turn on? About 2 o'clock, maybe 3 o'clock, email comes in from the office and it's like, porta potties
is in the back that you can use now.
Well, I just said, the subject just said porta potty. And I'm like, like, come on, like, that's obviously a joke. No real business would think that's like a serious solution.
Yeah.
You know, maybe this, it sounds like I'm from Georgia and that sounds like something like somebody in Georgia would actually pull off, like bringing in a damn porta potty for a real business solution.
Y'all, I literally called my boss after I received that email, because if you know the show, you know, like, my whole like pee anxiety situation, because when everything was not working, I did not have a sip of water from 6:30 in the morning until we left after the show, and I still had to pee 3 times after being here. And the reason why I didn't have anything was so I didn't have to go to the restroom at all. And it just, like, it was literally my worst nightmare. Like, that is my worst nightmare. Like, that is what feeds into my fear and my anxiety, like, yeah, my bathroom phobia, like, everything. So when I saw the porta potty email, I called my boss and I was like, listen, if this is the situation tomorrow, I cannot. There is no way that I can use a porta potty at 6 o'clock in the morning in the dark. I will die.
It's so scary.
And I said those words to him. Like, I was like, I will literally die. And so if that is the situation, please, like, we will figure something out. But I am literally unable. Like, I will have to work from home because there is no way that I can do that.
That was their actual solution, was to bring in porta potties.
And that was, like, going to be the one that was sitting overnight. And I was like, what if I open the door and there's something in there?
Like, can you imagine us literally at like 5 a.m. having to go out and
in
use
the back
porta
parking
potty?
Lot in the dark? No.
Like, sometimes I'm just like,
this is not Coachella. This is not a music festival.
It's crazy to me. It's like, what? Does that sound, like, listen, just tell us, does that sound crazy to you?
The water is back on now, though.
Does that sound crazy? We're fine, apparently.
Radio is so glamorous.
It's, yeah, like, when you're thinking, like, wow, these celebrities are probably treated so nice. No, we have porta potties, y'all. We have porta potties, okay? That's how we're treated. We have porta potties, and that's the solution, all right?
Now.
These are the top 3 trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top 3 with Jess. Number 3.
O's fans, you can finally stream Orioles games. The team in Madison have officially launched Madison Plus. It is a paid 24/7 streaming subscription for all things Orioles and Nationals. Currently, they are offering 2 options. Fans can either pay $89.99 for the remainder of the 2025 regular season, or you can also subscribe monthly for $19.99. This way, fans will not have to deal with any sort of blackouts or cable satellite contracts, and you can get more info at massinsports.com.
Number two.
The Academy just announced that starting with next year's 98th Academy Awards, voters will no longer be allowed to vote in a category unless they've actually watched all the nominees. Apparently, that hasn't been a rule this entire time.
Why?
I don't know.
That doesn't sound fair at all.
Literally, for the last 97 years, that apparently they've just been in there willy-nilly. So this is a request of voters in the past. Apparently, this has been trying to get passed, but until now, it's been more like, hey, it'd be nice if you watched the movies, but now it's actually a requirement.
So you can just watch some of them and then vote?
Cool. So what they're going to do is track what members watch through a private streaming app that they're going to give them. If someone sees a film on their own, they have to submit a form saying when and where. Why is, like, wait, what are you talking about? That this wasn't the actual guidelines. Whatever.
Wow.
They're also going to be tightening up on AI. They announced a bunch of new rules this week. The Oscars next year will air on Sunday, March 15th, with Conan O'Brien returning to host on ABC.
I mean, yeah, I feel like you should have some expertise in what you're actually voting on if you're going to be the expert in the room.
So when I was looking into this, apparently it was like when they weren't required to watch everything, they would just watch the things that they felt experienced in and like a specific style, and then like that's where they would vote. But still, it's kind of like, what are you talking about?
Well, I mean, I guess maybe it's kind of true. Like, let's say I'm an animation guy and you ask me to watch an action movie and I'm like, I don't really know if this is good or not because I don't have an expertise in it. Should I really have a say in this is good or not?
But does that mean like certain people aren't voting for certain films because they haven't been watched?
That's actually
really unfair.
Number one.
So Hailey Bieber just dropped some super cute Easter pics from over the weekend with baby Jack Blues Bieber, and fans were quick to notice who wasn't in them. Justin. Her IG post showed sweet moments, her snuggling up with baby Jack in like a bunny onesie. He's super, super cute. But Justin is nowhere in sight in this kind of like carousel that she posted. That little detail, of course, set off another round of speculation about what's really going on behind the scenes, especially after Justin's kind of odd appearance at Coachella. A lot of fans were just talking about how he looked off. There were a lot of videos and photos of him circulating online of him, partaking in something. However, his team is continuing to deny any sort of drug use. Justin did post his own photo of his son Jack and later added some Coachella clips and where Hailey is involved, but fans are still questioning the vibe that's going on between the couple. Sources close to them are saying that Hailey is worried and doing her best to support Justin right now, even though things look a little rocky.
I don't know, man. This is tough because, let's be honest, the second you have your baby, you stop posting pictures of your husband. That's just true. Like, check out your Instagram.
I don't think her Easter pic should, like, I don't think that's what we should be looking into. I think she's fine. You know what I mean?
Go scroll if you have a baby, go scroll your feed right now and tell me the last time you posted a picture of your husband, because it just stops. So like that can't be like the obvious telltale sign. I think everything else though,
like him posting from Coachella and like the videos that are coming up.
There's so many things about this relationship that I'm like, this won't be a thing. By this time next year, I don't think, right?
I don't know. I mean,
there's
a lot of times where it's like when you're in a marriage, you are going through tough times.
Yeah.
And so I think right now, unfortunately, we're witnessing this in public, and he's clearly going through something, and they just had a baby. And so I'm sure that we're, as crazy as it's been in the media about them and their relationship and Hailey and all the things, I do hope for the best, because I can't imagine going through that after the birth of their first child. This is Jess, and that's your top three on Mix 106.5. Good morning. I think that there is something that every couple needs to agree on, because it literally sets the tone of your entire day. But my husband's not seeing eye to eye on that.
When Jess has a dilemma and is put to the test, turns to a family because nieces know best.
Yeah, so this is Nieces Know Best. In case you don't know Jess's nieces, this is like our family sitcom of the week, where we get a chance to sit down with Jess and her nieces and just solve some dilemmas going on in Jess's life. And in case you don't know Jess's nieces,
I'm very close to my family. So my whole family is on the West Coast. So once a week I talk to my nieces, Abby and Maya. Abby is 13, Maya is 10. Just about different things that are going on in my life. And I think that talking to kids is just the coolest, sometimes the scariest, because they're honest with you. And so that's what I love about this the most. And the situation is I just, you know, Garage Boy gave me a scare. And I really feel like this whole thing could have been avoided.
Okay, the other day, I woke up out of my sleep terrified because your Uncle Gerald changed the sound of his alarm clock to something that he had never used before. And it was like the worst possible option for an alarm clock. It sounded like a fire alarm. And I was like, me, 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 okay? And I woke up so freaking scared. And I'm like, listen, if you're gonna change the sound of your alarm clock, I feel like that's a discussion or at least a warning that should be given to your partner. Do you agree with that? Abby, you go first.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, cool.
So me and Maya share a room, and sometimes when I change my alarm, because I'm the one who gets up first, I will forget to tell her. And my alarm right now is this like really annoying song. Mm-hmm.
I just wanna be part of your seven.
Yes.
And it wakes me up every single day.
Yes. So Abby, did you change it without telling Maya?
I did, and the first morning it woke her up. She goes, Abby, why didn't you talk to me? And then went back to sleep.
Maya, what do you think about that? Like, do you think that she needs to let you know before a change is being made?
Yes. We don't want an annoying one. We want one that will just get us awake and that we can listen to every day. Mm. I want both me and her to agree on that so then I don't lose my mind or she doesn't lose her mind.
Okay, so if you're in a shared space, shared living, it needs to be a discussion.
Yes.
Thanks, guys. Love you.
Love you.
It's got to be a group vote, right?
Totally.
I don't think you just pop that into your partner. I think that'd be a little inconsiderate to just expect them to be okay because you're just used to it. Like, I don't want to just be popping up to some just new nonsense.
I just need to know. Like, yeah. Even if that's something, because like, obviously there has to be a compromise there. Like, let's say that's what he needs in order to get up. Okay, fine. But like, let me know so I don't think that there's an emergency and I have to run outside in my pajamas. Like, do you get what I mean?
I guess so. It's a good question, though. What if you guys want two different types of sound?
And you wake up at different times?
Yeah, but like, what if you like want some kind of like fairy sound, but he needs some kind of like meh, meh,
to get up?
Meh. Like, what do you, how do you coexist? Because he could
possibly sleep through something softer, which is very, very legitimate. That's a legitimate argument to make.
Does anybody have a situation like that where you guys just have two different kind of alarm preferences? And like, how do you coexist? Because I could not. I'm telling you right now, that would be a deal breaker for me. If I was dating somebody, I'm just trying to imagine that
an
first
aggressive
night.
Alarm clock sound.
Yeah, and they were an aggressive alarm clock person. Mm-hmm. I could not coexist in that situation. We would have to have like separate living quarters because I couldn't like
not
that
quarters.
Would seriously.
What is this, Renaissance?
Like, we couldn't stay in the same room because that would really ruin the way I started my day.
Yeah.
Mine starts with fairies. It's lovely. It's peaceful. It's, you know, it's.
Yeah.
Love that. Love that.
Like, it's an ease into your morning, not like, let's go.
Let's go.
Yeah, that's kind of more Garage Boys vibe for sure.
If you've got an aggressive alarm clock partner and you're not one, you want to text us your story because I don't know how you guys do that. That sounds crazy.
Kramer and Jess. $1,000.
Hey, welcome back, by the way. Some of you guys were on spring break. Always good to get you back here. It's like the family came back together having fun with our $1,000 minute. Today is call-in number 10. I want you to try these questions, get you warm backed up for the week. Who is this? Hi.
This is Jen.
What's up, Jen?
Hey, Jen. How are you this morning?
I am unprepared.
Wait, no. What do you mean you're
Jen,
unprepared?
You got like 15 seconds to prepare. Let's go.
Wait, I feel like you don't even, but what do you need to prepare? You just got to show up. What do you mean?
You just got to go read every Wikipedia page and you'll be ready to go.
Right. Yeah. I know. Well, I try every day and I'm always like caller 8 or 4 and never 10.
Well, now you're
10.
Here you are. Well, then you've had plenty of time to catch up on every piece of detail in pop culture, history, sports. You've had plenty of days.
You're fine. You got this, girl.
Jen, let's go. Let's go. Let's win this money today. Today is going to be your lucky day. I can feel it. Let's go to Jess for the rules, and we're going to play for this $1,000 in free dashing gas. Jessica, how do we do it?
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free dashing gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you're out. Now remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just got to say pass. And then we'll go back to them only if there's time at the end. Jen, you ready?
Yes.
Your Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and Gas starts now.
Question number one. What do we call a scientist who studies the weather?
Meteorologist.
Correct. Question number two. How many pieces are in a standard game of chess? Or you can pass.
16.
It's not 16. Jen, you've had so many days to study. You've had so many days. What were you doing? Why were you not looking up on chess and other board games and then all this time?
Oh, man.
Well, I just did, but it said in chess, each player starts with 16 pieces, not how many were total.
I'm telling you, that was kind of close.
Like, that was close, you know, because you said, yeah, we were looking for 32. Google kind of got you on that one.
How many pieces are in a standard game of chess? People say, I'm just going to Google my way through this game. It's really not that easy, unfortunately.
No, the one day my husband's not here to help me.
Well, dang it. So it's his fault. Yeah, you can just blame it on your husband. It's fine.
It's okay. It's totally fine.
No, let's keep playing for fun. Let's see how we would have done anyway. Yeah. Let's keep going.
Let's play for fun. Question number three. We are farmers. Is the jingle associated with which insurance company?
I know the jingle. We are farmers.
Farmers Insurance.
Yep. It's just farmers.
Question number, you know whoever works in, they're like, hell yeah, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Question number four. What is 9 times 6?
32?
54.
No. It's okay.
32?
Oh, my gosh.
You're okay.
I'm sorry, I'd have to look at the calculator.
No, it's okay. Math is so whack, but we need it, and that's what sucks. You know what I mean? Shout out to everyone who's really good at math. Question number five. What does NAFTA stand for?
NAFTA. What is NAFTA?
Oh, my.
Yeah.
North American Free Trade Agreement. We are learning it up today, y'all. We're learning. Question number six. What kind of wine is traditionally used in making sangria?
Come on, Jen. You know wine.
What if she doesn't, though?
She does.
What if I don't?
Exactly. Okay. Kramer. Kramer, the sober one talking.
Come on, Jen.
It's red.
This is red wine.
Question number seven. She said, what if I don't? Question number seven. Finish.
Come on, Jen. Let's get one right. Come on.
Leave her alone.
You got it.
She's doing fine.
You got it.
Question number seven. Finish this phrase.
Come on, Jen.
If the shoe fits.
Wear it.
Yeah.
Good job, Jen. You did so good. I'm so proud of you.
You know, I play at home every day, even when I don't get through, and I do so much better when I'm not under pressure.
And that's a point to make. A lot of people, if you're rolling your eyes in your cars right now, you don't know it till you're here. It's kind of hard. So this is a free judgment zone.
We need to make a home version of this game because people, I feel like, would really enjoy playing this game at home, not on the radio. All right, Jen, it's okay. Go prepare a little bit better. We're going to try it again tomorrow. 7 more questions worth $1,000 in free gas, same time, okay?
All right, thank you so much.
Have a good day, Jen, and make sure to head to Dashin for their top-tier performance gas. That means fuel at Dashin meets performance standards set by some of the leading auto brands. Fill up with top-tier gas at Dashin.
You can only pick four. The four most iconic things about Baltimore. Like, what would you even pick? That's the hard part of this. We challenged ourselves last night to truly pick what would the Mount Rushmore of Baltimore even look like, okay? How'd we get here, Jess?
So Complex ended up making an AI-generated Mount Rushmore of Disney leading ladies, and they put Raven Simone, Selena Gomez, Miley Cyrus, and Zendaya. And I brought this up yesterday because all of them are incredible. However, I do think Hillary Duff deserved to be on that Mount Rushmore instead of Zendaya.
Right.
And like, that debate has been trending online ever since they posted that image.
The problem is, it's sometimes when you only pick four, things are going to get left off. And depending on who the person is that picks the Mount Rushmore, I mean, it's going to be a hot button issue. So we gave the show the homework last night. We said, all right, every single person on this show has got to create their own Baltimore Mount Rushmore of what they think. If you could create that Mount Rushmore for the city and you could only pick four things, either people, just iconic places, iconic items, characters, whatever, what would you put on the Mount Rushmore? And this morning, you're going to decide who truly would create the most iconic Mount Rushmore of Baltimore. Let's start with Charlotte, our producer. Charlotte, present to the city your Baltimore Mount Rushmore.
Okay.
Four things only.
as the homegrown local here.
Yeah, this
I'm
should
very
be good.
Excited for this. Mm-hmm. And the theme of mine is it starts out normal and gets progressively more insane. Okay, ready?
Okay.
So, number one, Edgar Allan Poe.
Yes.
Ooh,
classic.
Solid.
Yes,
right? Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, number two, the trash wheel.
Yes.
Yes.
You know? Mr. Trash Wheel is getting solid bit.
Okay, three, John Waters.
Yes.
John Waters is so
good.
You
see him everywhere you go. Okay.
Absolutely.
Damn it, that's so good.
And finally, a rat.
A rat.
The rats. That was incredible.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll be here all week.
Damn
that was
it.
So good.
That's so much better than I thought it was going to be.
No, her, though, she smashed.
I didn't even think of Edgar Allan Poe when I was going through my list. Is that
really?
Crazy? I didn't even think about it. That's such a solid list. Okay, let's go to Jess. This is Jess. If Jess had to create a Mount Rushmore of Baltimore, here's her four heads.
Number one, the Orioles bird.
Orioles bird's so good.
Okay.
So good. Yes.
Number two, a can of Old Bay.
Woo!
Yes,
ma'am.
You know I had to put that on there.
I know it.
Number three, a crab.
A crab has to be
a crab.
On there.
And number four, the Ravens logo.
Yeah. The Ravens logo would have to be. God, that's such a good
Those are
one.
My four.
Poe? Is that his name?
Like yeah. No, well, I'm doing like the Baltimore Ravens, like their logo,
the
football
itself.
Team's logo. Oh.
Okay.
How do you put that on Mount? Does it have a face?
It can be anything, like we said.
Is it anthropomorphized?
No,
just
you,
the
you
logo
know that
itself.
Logo? It's like the Raven.
It's like an R.
Charlotte knows nothing about football.
I'll show you. I'll show you the logo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Charlotte's never seen a sports game once in her life, so forgive her.
It's okay.
Forgive her, Baltimore.
It's okay.
I only found out a few years ago that
you know Edgar Allan Poe
has to go through the.
Just we're good. We're good on that. Y'all, here's my four. I think it's going to beat these two ladies right here. I ate on this one. Here we go. When it comes to my Baltimore Mount Rushmore, you're going to vote who you think had the best one. Are you ready? Number one. Lamar Jackson.
Okay.
Lamar Jackson's
That's
head,
fair.
Y'all,
That's
on the
fair.
Side of the mountain.
Yeah.
Solid, right?
Yeah.
Number two, Orioles bird. Got to put
okay.
him up there.
Okay.
Big old face, Orioles hat. Love it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Number three, Mr. Trash Wheel. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Number four, can't believe nobody said this, a piece of Rofo chicken. A piece of Rofo
okay.
chicken
okay.
on the side of the mountain. How could you leave that off?
Wait,
you can't have it.
Is that not everywhere?
No, I mean, it's iconically. I mean, yes, they have it in like some of the surrounding states, but it's like when I think of Baltimore, I think Rofo.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Okay. Who do you think had the best one? Who had the best Mount Rushmore? Man, we knew this segment was going to make y'all mad. We knew before we even started this was going to upset a lot of people. And
because
that's the problem.
It's too hard.
It's too hard.
Yeah.
It's too risky. There's too many hurt feelings when you start leaving iconic things off a list. And we understand that, okay? So we had you vote on which one was the best. And we'll go over the winner in a second. But I would say 80% of the texts that are coming in right now are not actually voting. It's just you being mad on the things that are actually left off of the list. Like, why was Cal Ripken not put on there? It's because we just only have four things.
But that's true, though. That's such a good one. That he's such a good person to put on there.
Left out of it. Why is Natty Bo
yep.
not put
Natty
on
Bo
the list?
Michael Phelps?
Why is Michael Phelps mm-hmm. not on the heads? Mm-hmm. Like, why is another? Why is Ray Lewis not put on the heads? You can only pick four things.
Yeah.
And that's why it makes it a little bit harder.
Totally.
All right. When it comes to the votes of the Baltimore Mount Rushmore, and everyone's going to have their say and what they think the four most iconic things are of the city. You guys have spoken, and the winner of our Mount Rushmore competition is Jess.
Woo!
Jess. Yeah, it's Jess.
Yay!
I think you did me dirty. I think the piece of fried chicken from Rofo should have really taken it, but you know, the people have spoken.
The Oriole bird, Old Bay, the Ravens, and a crab.
People really seem to like the Old Bay. That really seemed
You know, I could not make the Mount Rushmore without Old Bay.
Yeah.
But I do have to say, I think all three of us did a really, really good job.
I think so.
We're going to post a picture of all of our Mount Rushmores on Facebook so you can vote, and you can also add your own in the comments, okay? Kramer and Jess makes 106.5 Mornings.
Bro, who hit on you this weekend? This is crazy to me.
It was such a bizarre interaction, and like, I felt two different emotions about it. So I was at the grocery store and I was going to grab a salad dressing. And when I go to grab it, I checked the expiration date and it was expired. And there was someone standing next to me there's an employee standing next to me. And I was like, hey, like, just so you know, like, this is expired. And she was like, oh, no problem. My bad. Takes it. And there was this man standing on the left of me, and he leans over because he was grabbing something something like from the produce section. And he leaned over and he was like, oh, that happens all the time. And I was like, no, I know. So I always like try to make sure to double check. And he had a bouquet of flowers in his cart. And he looked at me and he like looked at me up and down and he was like, hey, like, can I buy you some flowers too?
No.
Mm-hmm. And I just like, so I just shook my head. And then when I went to go grab something else from, I think I like just went to go grab another item. Then he saw my wedding ring and then he was like, oh, you're married. My bad, my bad, my bad. Wait. And that's what he said. But I think like, here's two things. I did appreciate him, you know, like he could have, like I've had interactions where like, even if someone knew I was married, like them saying something inappropriate anyway is like, oh, but where's your man at? Like something like that, right? Yeah. Which is so rude.
Right.
But I appreciated him, you know, doing that or whatever. But what stood out to me is like, clearly he was buying flowers for somebody else. So why would the pickup line for someone new be like, can I also buy you some flowers too?
Like, can I buy you some flowers too? Which obviously shows that he's already in a relationship. And like, what woman in her right mind would be like, oh, sir, who's already in a relationship, sure, I'll also let you buy me some flowers. And this is a very tempting offer. And yes, I'll take you up on that. Like, what in the world? Like, is this how this typically works? Like, I feel like sometimes I live in this weird bubble of not realizing what women go through. Like, do guys, and this, and again, this can happen in reverse, but I'm just going to ask it in the relationship of like of men hitting on women or even men hitting on other men. Like, do men that are in relationships and like clearly in relationships, like this guy, it was clearly in a relationship, right? Like there was obviously no doubt because he was making it very clear to you. The sign was, I have flowers in my cart and I'm making it clear that I'm going to buy these for someone and buy you more. Like, does this happen often where guys who are clearly in relationships also hit on you? Like, does it happen like often?
My friend, who's a bartender, literally just told me about how she was bartending and this guy was hitting on her. And when she showed and made it very clear that she was not interested, he was like, well, I don't care anyways, I'm married, so it's fine.
What in the world?
He was married.
That cannot be a thing.
Yeah, like
that.
No, I swear. Like, she literally just told me about that like 3 days ago.
What?
Yes.
Like, this blows my mind. This makes me actually sad. I want to see how prevalent this is. Maybe Jess and Jess's friend are the only two people this has ever happened to, and we'll feel good about that.
I hope so.
We can all rest easy tonight knowing, well, there's two really crappy men in this world.
As if.
And that's it. Has someone who was clearly in a relationship ever hit on you before? And how did that go? Like, they were clearly in a relationship. And like, it was like either like they were wearing a wedding ring or like there was just something where it was like blatantly obvious that they were in a relationship. And like, how did that go? Jennifer from Dundalk, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. So wait, you're telling me a guy hit on you, but it was blatantly obvious that he was in a relationship. How though? How did you know he was in a relationship?
So I'm a bartender and he walked into the bar with his wife. Had a ring on his hand, a ring on her hand. They sat down together at the end of the bar. He walks over, orders her a drink, takes it over to her, comes back and starts blatantly asking me to have, I'm married. He sees my ring and he's like, well, you should ditch your husband and come with me.
Wait, while his wife is at the bar with him and everyone's got wedding rings on?
Yes.
Could she hear? Wow. Could she hear?
No, because it was loud. It was loud in there. So, yeah, he came over and he was blatant when he handed me the credit card. He told me, he's like, write your number on it.
Ew!
Oh, my God. Okay, that's.
I'm wow.
That's okay. Yes, that's. Clearly, this man is in a relationship if his wife is with him.
No.
At the bar.
I can't.
With
I can't
wedding rings
that.
On.
I like, can't stand that.
Sir, that is wild. Thank you for calling us.
This is Lucy on 2 in Pasadena.
Good God. Hi, Lucy.
Hi, how are you?
Well, you know, I feel bad for y'all, man.
I hate to burst your bubble.
Well, burst
it
away.
It's very true.
What's happening?
It's sad. I was at a restaurant in Hunt Valley having dinner with friends. There was a couple sitting there
very nice looking older man, well dressed, had a Rolex on. It was with his wife. It was apparent it was his wife. Mm-hmm. So when my friend said, he's staring at you, I said, I know, I can feel it. Uh-huh. So when I was getting ready to leave, I was walking to my car in the parking lot, and he comes out, and his wife's at the door. He comes out in the parking lot, and he walks up to me. He goes, hi. He said, how are you? Is it good? He said, what's your situation? I said, I'm single. And he went to say something. I said, but you know what? You're not. He's like, well, can you have dinner with me tomorrow night here? I'm like, oh, my God. Wait. Put my hands up in here. Got my car. It's disgusting.
Wait, what's your situation? His situation is standing at the door. What are you talking about?
Yes, she's at the, and so when he left, I was picking up my friend at the door. I walked in and the bartender said, that was classic what you said to him. I said, you know what? I'm divorced and I had it happen to me. Mm-hmm. And I hate to tell you this. It's sad. It's just really sad.
Not only is it sad, it is sad. That is wild.
I'm glad you said what you said, because like, what was his reaction when you clearly called him out on his, you know?
He stood there and his mouth was, he's like, what's your situation? I said, I'm single, but apparently you're not.
Yeah.
He didn't know what to say.
What do you say back to that? I mean, like, duh, that's, guys are so.
You know, if you got a second, I used to work at a jewelry store.
Yeah.
And my first Christmas there, I waited on a guy and he bought a $3,000 necklace and a $199 necklace. He asked me to wrap them. I wrapped them. He said, can you mark on the bottom which one the $199 necklace is? So when he left, I said to my boss, what was that about? She goes, oh, you're going to learn. That's for his wife, the $199. The $3,000 for his mistress.
Oh, my God. No, are you kidding me?
That's awful.
I swear, yes. And then I had somebody come in to buy a ring, and I knew him, and I knew his wife. And his wife was a tall woman, a bigger woman.
Yeah.
And I knew what size ring she probably wore. And he bought a ring like three sizes smaller.
We could talk to you all day.
He didn't recognize me.
He knew.
Jewelry store tea.
The tea. We could probably go all day about this. Wow. If you think you've got the perfect dog, I've got some really, really terrible news today, okay?
Today in Dog News.
Yes. Welcome to Today in Dog News here on Mix. It's Kramer and Jess, and this segment's for all the dog folks out there. Dogs are the best, we know that. You probably like a dog more than most humans.
And
that's fine. We get it. In today's day and age,
it's all right.
A lot of humans are annoying. They're just annoying, right? And so your dog's just your trusted companion. I was a dog dad for 14 and a half years. I still miss Kiki to this day. I really do. I have her ashes on my desk. And I was looking at it yesterday, and I was like, man, like, I don't know if I'll ever get over this. I've had a couple dogs pass away, and I don't think about them anymore as much, but, like, Kiki, I still am heartbroken. I don't know, I'll get over it. So when there's dog news that's happening in the world, like, we're going to bring it to you. Y'all, if you've got, like, that one dog that you love and you think is just perfect, terrible news. They say there's only literally less than 1% of dogs in this world that are actually perfect. Less than 1%. If you want to actually break down the number.
Okay.
They say that 99.12% of dogs are actually the perfect dog. So that means that your dog is not actually perfect. Your dog actually probably is not perfect.
How do they get that number? What do they define as perfect?
It sucks. Because if you asked me, like, let's go back to Kiki, for example. If you asked me, what would I say? Like, would you say, is Kiki perfect? I would say, well, yeah, Kiki is perfect.
Yeah,
right?
Of course.
And I'm sure if I asked you if your dog is perfect, you would say, well, sure, your dog is perfect. I mean, most likely. But then they started breaking down things like, all right, well, we're going to look at 43,000 dogs, and we're going to break it down like aggression, separation and attachment issues, fear and anxiety, and this is where they would have gotten me.
Health issues?
Pooping and peeing inside.
Mm.
Pooping and peeing inside, bro.
Yeah, Kiki really just, did her thing.
She just
did her thing where she wanted to do it.
She never met a floor she didn't want to poop on, did she?
Mm-hmm.
So when they went through all of these behavioral issues, they found out literally there's only about less than 1% of dogs that out of all of those behavioral issues really didn't break any of those no-nos.
I think that this information is unnecessary. And let me tell you why. Because maybe your pet isn't perfect to them, but that doesn't mean they're not perfect for you.
Aww, yes.
That's what I was thinking.
You're
I was
softy.
Like,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. I love my little
screw these
pet.
Stats. Get it out of here. Scram! We don't want to talk to you.
Separation and attachment behaviors are the most common, by the way, for dogs. So if that's what your dog's going through, don't worry.
It's what mostly, if you want the separation anxiety?
That well, maybe that's it. Maybe,
yeah, exactly. Honestly, what if you like that?
That's what I like the most.
What if you like having someone miss you?
Yeah. Like, I love getting home. And
what
Kiki,
of it?
Kiki, like, Kiki never, always, I could go to the car and come back, and she would act like, wait, where
were
you?
She would freak out. She would
like,
freak out.
Why would you leave me like that? Like, why would you ever? So if you do think that you have the perfect dog, the answer is most likely.
You do.
You do. Well, by science, you probably don't.
Hi, I'm Tanya from Essex. Am I a bad mom because I gave my kids Halloween candy for Easter?
Wait, what does that mean? I'm so curious.
wait, so this is Mix 106.5. It's Kramer and Jess. This is the time of week where parents ask for their parenting to be judged.
We've had, you know, moms and dads call in and share an experience where someone in their life has called them a bad parent. And we kind of take a different perspective on the situation and look into what exactly was going on.
Tanya, why would you give them Halloween candy? I don't understand.
I am a single mom, okay? I've got two kids. You could call me thrifty, if you will. Frugal, cheap, whatever. But I just wanted to make a nice Easter basket for my kids. And every year I notice that the Halloween candy goes on sale or, you know, marked down in, like, October, right?
Yeah.
So we had a bunch of it left over, which was perfectly good candy. I thought, to them, candy is candy. But actually, that was not the case because they were so mad at me.
Wait, I'm confused.
So when you made them Easter baskets, the candy that was in there is basically like Halloween decorated because it's candy from Halloween when you got it on sale?
Yeah, of course. It's got like the little pumpkin faces.
Yeah. So like the Reese's are like pumpkins and not the eggs, basically.
Oh, so you literally went and bought clearanced Halloween candy after Halloween, saved it, and then gave it to him for Easter.
Yeah, I really thought it wouldn't matter because my kids are getting older. They like to call me out on stuff.
Wait, how old are they?
They're 7 and 10.
Wow.
But it wasn't expired, was it? Because it's still good, right? Oh, what, that was like five months ago?
Yeah, not expired at all. Perfectly good. It needs to get eaten, you know?
Essentially the same thing. Here. Like, you're getting the same M&Ms, but they're just not in the pastel colors.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
I mean.
And they were genuinely upset about this.
It really put a damper on our Easter plans. My daughter was like, "You're a mean mommy," that sort of thing.
No.
It hurts. They didn't want to participate in any Easter festivities after that. Wow. Not even like an Easter egg.
They feel like you kind of went in cheap there. Well, dang, I don't know. I don't know if that was like the wrong thing to do, man. Let's talk through this then. And we kind of need to get like a panel of parents on the phone right now if we can. 410-583-1065. So Tanya's saying, hey, listen, after Halloween, my candy goes on clearance, y'all. And candy is not cheap
nowadays. It's actually really expensive.
And so I got the idea of like, I'm just going to go stock up because there's a lot holidays.
It's there,
That like come in the future. And I just used it for an Easter basket for my kids. They got the Easter basket full of Halloween candy, and they're upset about it. My daughter called me a mean mommy for doing this. It kind of like ruined the whole Easter day. Was she in the wrong for doing that? Need some parents. 410-583-1065. Jess, was she in the wrong for doing that, though? Like, does she have to give like the actual Easter themed candy?
I don't know, because like, okay, you still made them an Easter basket, and like essentially it's literally the same candy, just different packaging. It's not like it was expired. It's not like they didn't get Easter baskets. Like, I don't think that they should have called you mean mommy. I think that's kind of whack. I mean, what was the difference? Like, just take it out of the packaging. It's literally the same thing.
Yeah, so really my son was pretty hard on me. He's like, Mom, I can't eat this Dracula candy or whatever in an Easter basket. Like, my brain, he told me, could not compute that.
Like the colors?
Like, his brain can't put it together.
Yeah.
No.
It's not working. No. Tis not the season right
But he
now.
Wouldn't have literally, they wouldn't have known. Like, if you would have taken all the candy out
okay,
and, like,
on.
Put
okay.
it in something else.
Let me be in kid defense for a second. I would be upset too.
Really?
I would be upset.
But it's not expired. It's the same candy. Yes.
Okay. As a cheap person, I completely understand.
That's what I mean. Always, I thought you would be all over this.
I am always looking to save a dollar. But as a kid, man, I'd probably be a little disappointed. I don't know. Let's talk about this. So Tanya's trying to save a couple bucks, y'all. She went and bought Halloween candy after Halloween, thinking ahead, saying, hey, I'm just going to save this for Easter. They're going to need candy for Easter season. And like, kids got upset. Like, was that the wrong move to make?
This is Alley Cat on 2 in Baltimore.
Alley Cat, come on. Right move, wrong move. What happens?
Good morning. That was the right move.
You think so?
As a single parent, listen, as a single parent, I really think it was hilarious. As another single parent, I don't see what's wrong with it. Now, my inner child, I'm like, oh, my God. But just to the mommy, in the future, you can go to Five and Below, or you can get all the pastel candies for cheap.
Okay.
So you can avoid this, because that's what I do. I make my own kids' Easter baskets, and I get everything from Five and Below.
Right.
But I don't think it was the wrong move, though. I really don't. Candy is candy.
It is right. True. Yes, like, it's the Reese's. Yes. Whether it's a pumpkin or an egg, it's the same thing.
Yes and no. Yes, it's the same thing. But as you said, Alley Cat, like, it's a little bit harder, because we'd all be a little bit disappointed if, like, I'm not trying to eat a damn pumpkin on Easter. Like, I would be sad in my heart as a kid, and we have to take that into account. Because
they could have not gotten
kids,
candy at all, though.
410-583-1065.
This is Rachel on 3 in Arbutus.
Rachel, you understand that, right? Like, we just can't be giving our kids Halloween candy. Like, I don't, like, it's just not right, you know?
Well, see, we even do it a step further.
What do you mean?
The leftover Halloween candy, because our kids get an abundance amount of candy for Halloween with trick-or-treating.
Right.
I will reuse that and put it in the Easter eggs for the Easter egg hunt.
Oh.
Wait, so you'll do the same thing then?
Wait, do you take it out of the wrapping and put it in the eggs?
No, because it's all still in there. Like, how they have a drawer for themselves of, like, their candies, and it's still their Halloween bag in there filled with it, because they it's just an abundance amount of candy. So I just take their bag and fill the Easter eggs, and they think they've got new candy, and it's just repurposed.
Are they not disappointed, though?
Our kids range from 5 and 14, and they do not care.
They do not care.
Candy is candy.
They don't care. They don't care there's Dracula on the front of it.
No.
If it tastes the same.
Okay,
if
right.
It tastes the same.
Maybe your kids just feel I feel like I would feel a certain way. 410-583-1065. Amanda and Towson, hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Do we feel like it was the right move to make?
I mean, if she's a bad mom, then I'm a horrible mom, because I just repurposed my kids' candy from strangers.
Wait, what does that mean?
The candy that they get at Halloween, whatever's left over, I just throw it in their Easter basket.
Oh, you do it too? Like, so you're using Halloween candy for Easter as well?
Yeah, but I didn't buy it.
Oh, so you take other kids' Halloween candy
they've been given, like, the extra.
Oh, so you don't even buy it.
Oh, so, okay, so you're like, hey, guys, you can't finish all the candy, and you're actually saving it for the next coming holiday.
Wow.
Exactly. Like, okay. I mean, otherwise it's just going to go bad,
so
because we
it.
Forget that
yeah,
it's there, and...
Yeah, so not only do you...
It's true.
Candy.
You love this
candy
idea.
Candy is
okay.
Candy. As long as it's unexpired, I think we're chilling.
Jeez, okay. You love it, then.
Exactly.
We need to hear this. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I mean, Tanya, it sounds like... it sounds like parents actually friggin' love this idea.
You know what? That is so nice to hear.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's
the same candy.
It's literally the same candy.
Right.
Let's be real.
Yeah, in our world right now, everybody should be doing what I did, I think. And, like, eggs being so expensive and whatnot.
Yeah.
We all need to save money where we can.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.